Gotcha!
Welcome to Foster the Podcast.
Oh, no! What's wrong?
Some of these are crazy.
Oh, the survey thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll get into that for sure. Christy brought in a survey. What is it, like, dating survey facts?
Dating statistics.
Dating statistics.
Yeah. Some of them are bananas.
Some of them are real contradictory. It's like 50% of women like a guy in a suit and 50% like a guy in board shorts.
Right.
Okay, well, which pick one? But I was gone last week.
Yeah.
I guess I've been technically gone for 3 weeks.
Right, but we...
Ugh. I was home for like 2 days, but there was no way that we could record in like 2 days. Christy, I've been living out of a suitcase for 3 weeks. It's right there. It's insane.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's literally what I, like, I'm just, I got one more week, I go to Dallas next week, and then I'm back for the rest of the year.
Nice.
Not one flight has been direct.
Oh,
not one flight has just been here to there. It's been like, you're going to go here, and then you're going to fly over here, and then wait there for 4 hours, and then fly over there for 5 hours. It's just like, oh my God. One of the flights, I passed the destination for the layover. I was like, I can see it right there. Just let me out. Yeah. Southwest, baby.
You do what you do.
Yep. Sometimes you got to fly 5 states away from where you're supposed to be to get there. But we did Dallas for a week. Florida.
Yep.
I have some opinions on Florida, by the way, which we'll get into in a second.
Yep.
Not to trash them, but a little bit. Like, I went in trying to give them the benefit of the doubt, and they for sure proved themselves.
Right.
Anyways, and then we came back for 2 days, and then I went to Des Moines, Iowa for a week. Came back, we're here this week, and then I go to Dallas next week to officiate a wedding.
Nice.
And I don't know, I'm really deciding if I should shave a mustache or a Fu Manchu for the wedding. Which one?
No one wants either of those things
for
to happen.
Sure. You
Nobody
know how great,
asked for that.
You know how hilarious that would be?
To whom?
To me.
The woman who's been dreaming about her wedding day all this time and is entrusting you with this high responsibility.
Yeah,
I'm sure she'll think it's great.
Just a soul patch.
Just a soul patch. Dye it orange and cover it in glitter.
Exactly.
It's my formal.
Exactly. Kind of like a wacky tuxedo. I'm excited. I think it's good. I read it to you.
Yeah,
liked it?
I really liked it.
Okay, I think it's good.
I really liked it.
I hope I don't bomb.
Yeah.
If I come back.
No, it was good.
If you see me next week, I have a black eye. You guys know what happened. The bride and the bride's mom beat me up.
It's bound to happen.
I was just thinking how funny that would be if, like, if I show up with just, like, a weird, like, some... You know how, like, the dudes, that they wax it and, like, they twirl it?
Right.
The mustache?
Right.
And why?
At our wedding, Mick's brother showed up with this total, like, porn stash.
I remember that.
And I just hated it. And he was obviously the best man. And I just deeply, deeply hated it more than I could possibly hate anything. And then the night before the wedding, he came out and he's like, this is my gift to you. And he was like cleanly shaved.
You shaved
and
it
I was
off.
Like,
yeah,
oh.
That's right. I remember that.
Now we can be family. Now we can be family.
Just trolling you up until the day of the
hours away.
That's why you're not supposed to see the best man the day before the
wedding. Yeah, I've heard that.
It's a tradition.
Just in case they have some weird, weird facial hair.
It's a tradition. So let's talk about Florida for a second, can we?
Sure.
First of all, before we get into that, it's fall in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
And it's nice.
It is real nice.
I love it.
Yeah.
You guys can't see it right now unless you're in Los Angeles, but it has been overcast all week.
Yeah.
It's been cool.
Yeah. Low 70s.
Oh, the Halloween decorations are out.
Yeah.
I think I'm just really appreciative because I just came from Texas and Florida with a layover in Vegas and a layover in Phoenix. So I've been into the hottest
it's
parts
warm.
Of the world.
It's warm in those.
And like, it's almost October. Why is it 98 degrees right now? I don't understand.
Someone figure it out.
But so I got back here and I was like, oh my, while I was gone,
right.
The seasons, this is really the only two seasons that we have in Los Angeles. And this is hot and cloudy.
Not a season. This isn't what fall's supposed to look like. The trees aren't going to start changing colors or anything like that. It's just...
The Halloween decorations are up.
Okay.
The pumpkin spice lattes are flowing.
They are that.
The sun is hidden.
Yes.
Listen, it's fall, winter in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Those are the three. It is an LA fall.
Those are the three.
Yeah.
Those are the three. So Florida.
Okay.
Let's talk about that. You being from Florida.
Yep.
Positives. The shows were great.
Yes.
The shows were super fun. It was, the weather was big. It was like hot and it was rainy, but we were still able to go to the beach.
Right. And tropical.
Tropical is cool. Why is everyone so rude?
So rude?
Very rude.
Really?
Let me tell you my experience. The crowds were great. The comics were great. But every place that I went to eat,
okay,
the service was terrible, and the food was not good.
What?
Not good.
Well, yeah, the food's not good compared to LA.
But like, the coffee was always cold. And wherever I went, the coffee was cold.
Huh.
Everywhere I went, they just like forgot to come back and check on me.
Really?
Everywhere I went, the food was either like cold or like not. And I'm not one of those like LA people that's like demands.
Right.
Like I, whatever. Like I eat and I don't say anything at all.
Right.
It got to the point where I'm like, are people fucking with me right now?
Huh.
Like, one place I went and I sat at the bar just because I wanted to get, like, food. And I was like, literally the bartender ignored me for, like, 15 minutes.
Well, yeah.
I don't understand. Yeah. Is that a thing?
The bartender, yeah. You have to fight. You have to fight for the attention of the bartender, for sure.
I went to Einstein's Bagel to get a coffee and it was ice cold. Ice cold.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys do two things here, coffee and bagels.
Right. I don't know. That was never my experience.
No?
I had the opposite experience where I came back to laid back ass LA and was like, so just, we're all just chill. Like, we all just wait as long as we have to wait for everything around here. Like,
I feel the servers here are like hungry and like,
oh,
I got $2,000 worth of rent to pay in a week.
That's incorrect.
Wow. Okay.
How funny.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I was going to text you and be like, why is all the servers here so rude?
And rude.
Rude. Rude.
Where were you?
I was in Fort Lauderdale by the airport. So maybe they're just used to tourists.
Maybe they're just
And they're just
used
on
to
edge or whatever.
Maybe.
Like, not just once. Once,
See,
twice, three,
like,
okay, whatever.
Because, the industry here is... the film industry,
right.
But the industry in South Florida is the service industry.
That's
so
what I thought.
Maybe it was just the area that you were in.
Maybe.
Because if you go to the Strip in Fort Lauderdale, people, that's their career.
Right. Right. It was,
interesting.
Yeah. Like, at one restaurant, the bartender and the other bartender were in a fight. And I'm just sitting there like...
That sounds accurate.
All I want is like a fork so I can eat the salad.
Right.
I'm just kind of like...
That sounds accurate.
Excuse me, when you guys are done arguing about side work, can I get a utensil, please?
That does sound accurate.
Very weird.
I am taking back a lot of the things I'm saying.
You are backtracking quite
a little bit.
And then the second thing that happened before the show started, in typical Florida fashion, there was a fist fight at the bar... where it was to the point like fist fight, dude gets punched, dude gets dropped to the ground,
right,
dude gets carried out,
mm-hmm.
Host goes, all right, so I guess we're gonna start the show now. Like, no like, hey guys,
business as usual,
for sure.
Yeah.
So where the first three comics were on stage when the ambulance showed up.
Yeah.
Because the guy had called an ambulance because his back hurt from when he when he hit the ground.
Yeah.
So, probably a lawsuit's going to be happening there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't just get... Yeah. That's the thing, is like, you don't get to like mouth off, get dropped, and then complain that you were treated poorly.
Right. That is pretty much like the Florida trifecta. People over drinking, a bar fight, and then somebody suing somebody else. That's like... that's like it.
The Florida Trinity?
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Oh, man.
That part's highly accurate.
It was the first run of shows I was doing all week. I was doing, like, these really cool, like, not comedy club, like, bars, Italian restaurant, coffee shops. Like, this really just, like, independent... shows, which I love.
Yeah.
But I'm in the back. This is night one. This is Thursday night. I'm just, like, in the back, like, watching this go down. And the comics are, like, looking over their notes. They kind of, like, glance up for a second. I'm like, are we going to talk? No comic addressed it, really, except for the host.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that was weird. So you guys ready for some jokes? I'm just like, a dude just got knocked out.
That's fine.
The ambulance is outside. You can hear the lights. You can hear the... Oh, not hear the lights. You can see the lights through the windows. You can hear, like, the walkie-talkies and the...
When's the last time you saw either a bar fight...
Oh, my God.
...or somebody kicked out of a bar for,
years.
Like...
Years.
Like, it never years. Happens here. If I had a penny, Justin, for every bar fight and or person being so drunk that they got kicked out of a bar... I'd be retired.
Yeah. Listen, I do most of my drinking in Texas. I saw plenty of bar fights.
I feel like there's a lot of overlap from your hometown
and for sure.
My hometown.
What's South?
I feel like there's,
Yeah, Southern Florida and Southern Texas. Yeah. They're kind of, they're real close.
I feel like there's a lot of overlap.
I haven't seen a bar fight in LA. Are you kidding me?
Never. Never.
No.
Never.
Dude doesn't want to get, like blood on his skinny jeans. You know what I mean? Like, what? Are you kidding me?
No one's trying to damage their face. They've got auditions the next day.
Yeah, I got headshots in the morning. Please, body shots only.
If they break their hand, how are they going to type out their next script? Can't happen. Can't happen. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's true.
Exactly. I can't fracture my thumb. I have a blog to post in the morning.
You know what I mean?
There's no...
Gots to stay Insta ready.
There's no bar fights in LA. Also, no. Because drinks here are $15 a pop. You
You're
don't
not
spill
throwing
it.
Somebody. You, know you are not throwing your $14 beer in somebody's face. This
your
is
Eagle
not
Rare Manhattan.
Right. You also can't afford to get drunk enough to get kicked out of
That's
a
true.
Bar.
That's
why.
That's true. That's true. You can't get rowdy enough with three PBRs.
No, you cannot. No, you cannot. Cost a month's rent.
Oh my gosh, that's so true.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I paid a lot of money for this vintage t-shirt. I really don't want it ripped in a fight.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh my gosh. So. It's got the Weezer W on it. I don't want
to. No. I just.
They played the Forum. Did you? That's true. There's no fights at concerts. Actually, the audience, I'm always disappointed in audiences in LA at concerts. They're so boring. They're so subdued, and everyone just kind of stands there. They're just like too hip to like really enjoy
right.
it.
You gotta be unimpressed.
Yeah,
you gotta
it's
be
really
unimpressed.
Disappointing.
Like, yeah, whatever. Like music.
Yeah, it's
like,
really.
Then why'd you? Then you bought the ticket. This is a mandatory.
Right, you don't have to be here.
It's a mandatory concert.
It's really weird to me.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like on Facebook, they'll run like sponsored posts for like, if you like a band's like Facebook page, like they'll post like videos or whatever, like, hey, come in, and it'll show like the crowd like jumping up and down. And you're like, that tour looks great. And they're like, where, I don't know where that was filmed at because it was
not here.
Not filmed in LA. No. People like holding coffee and
in
stuff.
In Florida. It was all filmed in Florida.
Yeah.
People know how to party.
It's really bizarre.
Yeah.
This is such a tame, subdued town, even when it comes to like concerts and stuff. Like that's your one opportunity to get out all of the aggression that you have.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
And you don't have to do it in traffic anymore. You can do it, like, at a, I don't know, a Slayer concert. Like, I don't know. I've never been to a Slayer concert, but I can imagine that they're all sitting there drinking cappuccinos. Like, this is very entertaining. They're technical. You know that they're starting to break down the musicianship of Slayer.
Right. Exactly.
You know, my instructor, he...
Yeah.
It's very weird. But anyway, that was my experience in Florida. It was cool. It was fun. Fist fight night one.
Yeah.
Rude service. There was something else too. I forget what it was. But I like it there. I've always liked Florida.
Yeah.
I don't, a lot of people think it's whatever. I don't, Florida is also really nice too though. So like, I don't know what, I'm sure there's some real bad parts of Florida, right?
There's all sorts of parts of Florida, just like there's all sorts of parts of California.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, LA is very different from Barstow, which is very different from, Santa Monica. You know what I mean? Like, that Florida is the same way. Where I grew up in, like, Fort Lauderdale and Miami is completely different from the rest of the state.
Yeah, because I've been to Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Boca, West Palm, like, all these places. I'm like, Florida's great.
Yeah, it's all same seas. That's all the same place. You, if that's where you're going, you would definitely like it there.
I guess I had to go to Tampa one time. Tampa was a little rough.
Tampa's a different vibe.
Tampa was a little
rough. The west coast of Florida is a different vibe altogether. And then the further north you get in Florida, the more southern it gets, if that makes sense.
Really?
Yeah.
So yeah. The more north you go, the more redneck it gets?
Yes.
Why?
Because you get closer to the other southern states. The rest is all basically an island, right? And then the rest is...
Oh, yeah. So now you're closer. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Okay, so, okay. All right. Yeah. I gotcha.
Yep.
There was a... We were in Dallas doing shows. I had this clip, actually. I haven't posted it yet, but I'm going to post it on my Instagram. I have to edit it. But there's a couple in the front row. They were, like, making out during my set. And this has never happened before. People have made out during my set before. I'm very charming. But, like, I just get people, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get it. But they're making out, and I stopped, and I just started talking to them. And I was like, you guys seem, like, so happy. They're like, we are. I was like, that is so great. And I was like, are you guys married? And she, like, looked at him, and I was like, I was like, why did she look to you, sir? He's like, well, we're married, just not to each other. I had this all on video. And the place, like, is like, what? Like, the place goes insane. And I was like, wow. Where are your significant others right now? They're like, at home with the kids. Isn't that...
Oh, my gosh, I just started sweating.
Bananas?
Oh, my gosh, I just started sweating.
I'm going to post a clip, but I got to, like, blur their faces out or something.
Yeah, you definitely have to blur their faces out. But, give them, like, robotic voice.
Like a Dateline, like they've just, like...
Right. At home with their kids.
But my thing was, like, if you're going to cheat, like, why are you at a comedy show right now?
That is,
like,
bold.
You're real close to the stage.
That is bold.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that is bold.
I could not believe it. I've been doing comedy a long time, and I've gotten a lot of responses I've never gotten that before.
Well, we're married.
Oh, we're married.
Not to each other.
Just not to each other. I was like, oh, that's why you guys are happy. Right. Yeah, it's just date night in Dallas.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Ay, ay,
ay. Oh, my gosh, that's too much. That's too much stress.
That is a lot of stress, and it's not like... You know what I mean? It's not like, I know that Dallas is a big city, but it's not like New York or Chicago. Like,
right.
I'm sure there's overlap of people that you're seeing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
For sure. For sure. I run into people I know at Starbucks out there, you know, and there's like 10 people in there. There was 300 at the comedy club.
Right.
You guys are going to run into
somebody. Somebody knows somebody who knows somebody.
I was like, all right, man, get on you.
Peggy's going to be giving you crappy looks at kid drop-off the next day. You know what I mean?
For sure. I was just like, y'all are wild out here, man. That's why I like traveling, because you just meet. Cheating couple, the front row.
Zero
fights.
Games given.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love it.
The freedom in your life is, like, so polar opposite to how I'm living out here in this world. It's crazy.
Right, you're just confined to an apartment right now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, just a million children.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, that's so funny. Oh my God, speaking of, like, weird people, did you see the thing I posted on Facebook about the dude at the vet?
No.
Oh, my gosh, I posted on, like, it was, like, as a joke, but it, like, actually happened. I was in the vet, like, with my dog to get him shots. And the dude in front of me was making a scene. He was, like, furious because eye drops were too expensive for his dog, Gucci.
I did see that post.
I was crying. I was like, how are you going to name your dog Gucci if you can't afford eye drops?
Right. Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
Furious.
Right. But isn't that always the way?
he had a purse.
Right.
Like a nice, like, purse.
Right.
Gucci was all done up in a bag.
Right.
But eye drops too expensive.
Too expensive. Too expensive. Maybe if you return one of Gucci's coats, you can afford the...
Dude,
the eye drops.
I was laughing so hard because I'm like... Because he was like... He got to the point, he's like, I'm gonna Yelp this place. I was like, oh, you're gonna Yelp the affordable animal clinic? We know.
Everyone knows what
it's
they're getting.
It's in the name.
Right. It's like Yelp reviewing McDonald's. Not a lot of, you know, you just
get
show
it.
Up.
Right.
It's one of the places you kind of just show up.
Yeah. And how much are eye drops really?
Right.
You know what I mean? Pull the wad of cash out you got out of your Dolce purse. Pay the affordable animal shelter. and get on with it. Oh, but it was one of those dogs that had, like, its tips were dyed red.
Right.
On the ears.
But that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. like, maybe dial back. Maybe she skips her next manicure.
Right. Right. Maybe that get the manic panic for her ears and get some eye drops for the crusty ass. Poor thing.
Yeah. Maybe it's just allergies to the hair dye.
Yeah.
You know? Just an idea.
To the tangerine manic panic. That you got a hot topic.
The problem.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah. Oh shoot.
Yeah.
Oh, I have some news articles that I wanted to read. Right. One is from Florida.
Okay.
A Florida couple attempted to have sex in the back of a cop car after being arrested for a DWI.
Yeah.
Yep. So a guy and a girl were arrested for DWI. They were both put in the back of the cop car, and when the cops came to drive away, they were going
youth.
Yeah,
going
at
good old
at
days.
It. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, if we're going to jail, we could probably rack up a few more counts here.
Yeah.
And when the cops noticed what was happening, they opened the door to separate them, and the dude knocked the cop down and fled the scene and was arrested in front of a Cold Stone Creamery. Naked.
Well, right.
Of course.
Right. Yeah. Because you would be handcuffed.
Correct.
You can't really get your pants up too easily.
Pants on. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Florida's finest getting knocked down by a dude with his pants around his ankles.
Yeah.
Also, last place I'd want to be arrested naked is a place with the word cold in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm. That's just the ice cream.
Yeah. Yep.
The kids eating ice cream. Some drunk.
Because you know how they always have, like, the glass front, like, with the little bar?
Dude just running with his pants on. Kids are just like, huh?
Lovely.
Oh my gosh. It's just cool.
Educational.
Oh my gosh. That's some kid's birthday party.
Yeah.
They're just eating birthday cake ice cream and Cletus comes running in handcuffed.
Oh, Cletus.
Oh,
not
shoot.
Again.
Oh my gosh. Here's Lincoln, Nebraska. And I think I sent you this one. Lincoln, Nebraska. A 19-year-old woman sparked an apartment fire because she was burning her ex-boyfriend's love letters. Yeah.
It happens.
Pretty interesting.
I love that the way that it was written is that she laid down for a nap.
She took a nap, yeah.
She laid down for for a nap.
Yeah.
After lighting these things on fire.
With a butane torch.
You're drunk behind. Lit a bunch of stuff on fire and then passed out. You passed out.
I didn't even think about
face
that.
Face down. With shoes on. You know what I mean? Like, that's what happened.
I didn't even think about that. I was like, that's really silly to, like, take a butane torch and burn letters and then take a nap.
Vodka tears is what happened. Vodka tears.
You know what, Jeff? You're an asshole.
You know what I mean?
Just a flamethrower.
Right?
Oh, my gosh. That's
right. I saw this on a movie once you know, like, got on social media to troll his new girlfriend and then just, like, fell asleep while everything
burns to the ground.
That's what happened. Let's tell the full stories of things that happened. She didn't, like, well, now that these are gone, I think I'll just make my bed and lay down for a nap. That's not what happened.
My therapist said I need to do some cleansing. I would feel lighter.
Out. You passed all the way out.
That's so funny. I read the article and I was just like, that sounds weird. I didn't even think about it. She gets drunk, gets angry, burns the letters with a blowtorch,
right?
Falls asleep, and starts an apartment fire.
So right now, we're in your house. Yep. Where do you go for a blowtorch? Where do you keep your blowtorch?
Under the bed next to my ex's hair.
Okay. Because, like, just whomst?
Maybe she went... You have to go purchase one, right?
But I'm telling you, she must have had... Like, why?
I don't know. That's so funny. I didn't even think about that. Maybe... 19, maybe she lived with her folks, and her dad has a garage. No, it was an apartment.
He just happens to be a welder. He just does a bunch of apartment welding. It's not, like, in a garage somewhere where this work takes place.
That's a good point. That's
like,
good point.
A lot of stuff is wrong with her life.
There's a lot of
in
stuff.
In addition to her cheating boyfriend.
We don't even know if he cheated.
He
probably saw a chick had a blowtorch with a drinking problem and dipped.
He cheated. You don't blowtorch love letters because you amicably split. You know what I mean? Like, because the distance became too much. Like, that he for sure cheated.
For sure. I just like the dude who's writing love letters, too. That's pretty sweet. Guys don't normally write. I don't know if my ex has a shoebox full of love letters that I've written.
While you're banging other people.
Oh my gosh. Do you keep stuff from your exes or you throw them all away?
I have nothing from any of my exes.
Well, you're married now. I guess it'd be weird if you did.
It would be weird if I did.
But when you were dating other people, did you throw them away immediately after the breakup?
I think I did. I think I cleansed before at the beginning of every new relationship. I'm trying to think if I have anything. I don't think so. No, short of like pictures of like groups of people that they happen to be in, I don't think I have anything.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay. Is that clearly not the case in your life?
No.
You've got like a box of mementos, like a sap.
Since I was like 20.
That's sweet.
Or 19 maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to get rid of that stuff. I'm going to be old one day. Maybe if I get married and the wife's like, all right, maybe now get rid of all this stuff.
Get rid of the box of your stuff.
Yeah. But like, I'm a single dude. I don't want to get rid of like pictures and memories. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what my mom told me. She's like, never get rid. She's like, you'll regret getting rid of pictures.
Definitely pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, like love letters and cards and stuff. I'd probably not. But yeah, I've got photos and, you know, like little keepsake stuff here. But
yeah. Even like jewelry and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, I forgot that, you know, like maybe like a teddy bear like that was won at the state fair, you know, something.
No,
I don't know.
No, see, I tied too condom much wrappers, like, energetic, you know, weight to stuff like that. Like, I don't want to look at something and have like.
Yeah, you know, I don't pull it out often. Like, it's very, it's like, I couldn't even tell you where it was at, but I'm.
But it's still taking up space in your world.
Somewhere, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even if it's in a closet, it's still taking up space in your world.
Yeah, it might be in my mom's garage, to be honest. It was taking up space in her world.
Well.
She just called. There's a lot of negative energy.
That's her karma.
There's a garage fire at my mom's place. Mom, where'd you get the blowtorch?
The thing about pictures is that it's never, like, pictures of, like, you fighting with someone, right? Like, you're always going to look, like, the pictures are always going to be of, like, that great time that something fun happens.
Yeah,
so that's sort of, like, a different thing.
That's a whole different thing. My friend has a bit about that. It's like, you should take pictures when you guys are fighting.
Right.
Just to put them in with the happy times as well.
To really keep perspective
I remember that.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
right.
I
you were
that.
A total dick.
You got drunk and called me an asshole 10
right.
times.
I remember.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I guess I definitely wouldn't burn them though. I think I would just take them to the trash.
Yeah.
I wouldn't burn anything inside my apartment. That's Nebraska for you though. No one's burning shit in California.
No.
The whole state will go up.
No, the whole state will go right up.
Because some dude couldn't keep it in his pants.
And no one has a yard.
Yeah. Everyone in Los Angeles is homeless because some dude couldn't stay off Tinder in a relationship.
Right.
There was another article I read that's, you're not going to like it when I start it.
Okay.
But trust me, everything's fine.
Ugh.
A commercial airline with 362 passengers.
Yes, Justin.
Flying over the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Yep.
Had to make an emergency landing.
Okay.
Because the pilot spilled coffee into the control panel. The pilot spilt a cup of coffee into the control panel.
And that's not, like, waterproofed or anything? All it takes is for someone to spill their cup onto the control panel?
The article said that there was smoke and the smell of burning wires.
Absolutely not.
Like a goddamn cartoon.
Absolutely not. Is that the truth that you're telling me right now?
Yep. It's a little sizzle. A little, you know, like on the cartoons when they spill something? Like Homer would spill a beer, like on the nuclear power plant buttons. Yep, that's what happened on a commercial airline flight. Smoke and burning wires was smelt. Yep, over the ocean. Also, it caused them to institute a new policy where coffee cups have to have lids for the pilots, which apparently was not a thing before last week. You could just...
He was drinking an open cup of coffee in the cockpit of a plane?
Mm-hmm. Yep. No lid. Raw.
I am absolutely furious right now.
That's tough. That's 100% something I would do if I was a pilot, for sure.
I'm absolutely furious right now that is a real thing.
Some casual pilot's got his coffee mug.
If all it takes is a spill, why would you allow liquids in there?
I don't know. Maybe have coffee before you fly the plane?
There's like clothing stores and libraries that you're not allowed to bring open drinks. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many situations in life where they're like, I'm sorry, no food and drinks inside. Yeah. But that?
But yeah, if you're 30,000 feet in the air, it's no problem. Yeah.
Wow.
That's so funny.
That's bananas.
You can't bring open containers to Coachella.
Right.
But you can in the air?
Right.
Oh my God.
Sorry, you can't go on. You literally cannot go on It's a Small World. You literally cannot go on It's a Small World with an open beverage.
Well, I'm sure if you're a carny operating the Ferris wheel, you can't have coffee sitting there by the handle.
I just can't. That is very upsetting to me.
Yeah, emergency landing. That pilot is... That's gonna be rough for him.
Oh,
that's gonna be rough for him.
Yeah,
that's gonna be rough.
Yeah, you're gonna be flying private from here on out,
for sure.
or not at all.
So new rule now on airlines that coffee for the pilots have to have lids on them, which wasn't a thing before.
Whew. But there's certain things that like go without saying until someone's a complete and utter idiot. How can you sit and think of all the stuff that stupid people would do?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, people drank coffee forever without having a caution thing on the outside because everyone's like, it's coffee. They know it's hot.
Gotta be
Brenda,
hot.
We don't have to put a stamp on that.
Unless
people
you're in Florida,
are not complete morons.
That it's cold. Yeah. You get burned with coffee one time, then you have to put a label on it. Right?
Right.
You put a...
The stuff on kids' items, like the warnings on kids' items,
right.
The things that they have to tell you are not edible. I'm like, what?
That means someone did it.
Feeding this to their children.
That means someone did it. If there's a warning label on it, that means someone did it or almost did it.
Right.
Every time.
We gotta do better.
Could you imagine you're in the air?
No.
Like, guys, we have to make a...
No, but I'll have nightmares about it tonight, so thank you for sharing.
We have to make an emergency
landing.
Thank you
for sharing. I'm going to wake up in a cold sweat screaming.
We have some mechanical issues. What's wrong with the plane? Captain Ron spilled his Folgers in the landing gear.
Please. Captain Ron, first the pirates, now this. Right? Wasn't that Captain Ron?
Yeah, it was, actually, yeah. Oh my gosh. That pilot, what an idiot. I'd rather be, there was a Delta pilot that was arrested last week for showing up drunk. There's a video surveillance of him walking through TSA. And TSA like doing extra screening and him being really caught off guard and being like, oh yeah, I'm not ready yet. And he goes to the bathroom, chugs the bottle of vodka that he had, threw it into the trash can.
You don't want
to
waste.
And then walked through security. And TSA obviously flagged that as weird behavior.
Right.
They went to the bathroom, saw the bottle of vodka, went on the plane as they're about to take off, pulled the Delta pilot out of the plane, arrested him. Right.
Right.
Which is somehow less embarrassing than the dude who spilled coffee into the controls.
Yes. Correct.
I have more respect for flight guy.
Yep.
The Denzel Washington guy. Than I do for the idiot who can't put a lid on his coffee.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
That was two incidences in 1 week. with dumb pilots.
Cool. Well, so. I guess I'll just stick around here and not go anywhere.
Yeah, everything was fine on both flights. Actually, three flights. I don't know if you heard the other one.
Everything was fine on both flights. One flight was on fire and had to land in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
They made it over the ocean. They didn't land in the water. They had to divert to like Scotland or something. They didn't do
that's it. Not okay. That's not a happy ending to the story. Everything was not fine on that flight, psychopath.
That's true. I just meant like no one like died. That would be really terrible if a plane crashes in the ocean.
You have really low expectations for your flights at this point in your life.
Always. I'm the guy who claps whenever we land. We went from Burbank to San Francisco. I'm like, we made it.
No.
What else? This is great. The new, so you've heard of catfishing, right?
Yes.
Right, where someone pretends to be someone else on an online dating app.
Right.
Lures someone in and reveals that they're not the actual person.
Yeah.
There's a new trend right now called cockfishing. It's the new trend out there that you guys need to be careful. You guys need to be cautious about.
False dick pics.
Yes. False dick pics. Sweeping the nation. There's been articles.
I gotta tell you something now.
Please do.
There's no chance that this is a new trend. For certain, if you're the person sending dick pics, mm-hmm. they're not yours.
But well, you can't just like send somebody else's, can you?
I'm sure you can Google pictures.
Yeah.
Download them to your phone and then send them off as your own. If you are needing to send out a multitude of these things mm-hmm. to people that you are online dating and have not slept with yet.
Right.
You are not comfortable with what you are in ownership of.
Sure.
And are using false pictures. This, I'm sure, has been going on
yep.
for a very, very, very long time.
You're right. But now.
And is now just coming to light.
Cockfishing is using Photoshop. It's using angles. And it's using, the article said, the things to be cautious for is sometimes known as catcocks. Is when men edit their dick pics to make it seem as though their manhood is much larger than it is.
Uh-huh.
And it can occur through photo editing, posing next to items that can make it appear bigger.
Oh,
and using special lenses.
Oh, me, oh, my.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is so much effort.
That's a lot. You'd be better off just Googling someone else's.
That's way worse than what I was thinking.
I know.
That's so much effort.
It's a lot. Posing it and, like, using filters.
And just, like, buying miniatures of stuff to put, like, on a, you know what I mean? Like, you buy, like, a tiny bookshelf and, like, a bunch of tiny things to put on it so that you can stand next to it and be like, oh my, look at that perspective. Look at it next to that.
Just me in front of my house, but it's like a dollhouse. Like, right? Wait a minute. Homeowner.
Amazing.
It's just resting on a Barbie car.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Gotta find that good angle.
Yeah, and with the iPhone 11, there's more ways to take different pictures.
Wow.
Yeah.
So remember back in the day we talked about that every technology is somehow misused for sex?
At 1,000% every single time. Every single time. The iPhone 11 comes out and dudes are like, three cameras? Got it.
Right? Isn't that elongate it?
Got it.
Perfect.
The article.
Just face tune my dick real quick.
What filter goes good on it? X Pro 3? It says, you can be on the lookout for blurred edges or distorted lines or backgrounds.
I've got a better idea. How about you not choose your mate based on the pictures of their penis that they're sending you prior to meeting them and seeing it for yourself.
Yeah, correct. I would never in a million years send a picture to someone who I haven't slept with. And even after we have slept together, even then, probably not.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I'm going to be a celebrity soon. Like, I don't need
that out in the world.
No.
Wow.
Me on a micro machine track.
But who's with like
cars next to it?
Who's like flipping through their gallery of dick pics and is like, I choose.
Yeah.
I don't know. Then like, oh, you tricked me. You lured me in with this picture of your penis.
She's holding it up like trying to, no, wait a minute.
Now I see the blurred edges. He's picking people based on this. Just everyone settle down.
And it's to my knowledge from talking to women that women don't like that anyways. Like most women don't want to receive that unless it's like solicited. And then if it's solicited, right, there's no need to trick it up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't have to put like a little top hat on it. Like she's already asked for, like, you're good. That's never been the deciding factor is what I'm saying. Like, right. Chick's never been on the fence about like, should I go out with this guy? Should I not go out? Oh, here's a dick pic.
Let me see your...
I'm going to go out with that guy.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would push her the other way of being like, right, what?
But that's one of those things that, like, I think that there's specific things that, like, to speak broadly, that certain genders are super self-conscious about, that they think the other gender is aware of, that is really just us. Like, I think men and their penis size... That's unless there's something like uncommon about the sizing, mm-hmm, I think that it's something that men obsess about more than women give a crap. You know what I mean? Yes. And like slight flaws in a woman, like I think women are like very self-conscious about their bodies.
Right.
And
right,
they think other people are gonna see things in it that like men don't necessarily give a crap about. You know what I mean? There's something about like heterosexual relationships and like that, you know, like, yeah, you know, like specifics of that.
But women don't do like tit pics with, they don't like scrunch up their tits to make them look bigger. You know what I mean? Like they don't they do like that, but
every bra, literally that is the purpose of it. But is like, to set them in a place where they look different than what they actually are to present to be that something that they're not.
That is true. I was
There's
thinking, like,
water bras that exist. People true. Used to use those little flippy flap things that go in your bra.
Yeah. I was thinking like as a picture, like women aren't using like
100%.
Are they?
100%, not only angles, but also filtering and face tuning their bodies to look a particular way when they send a picture.
Interesting. Okay. Okay.
For sure.
Okay. Interesting.
Every picture you see on the internet, a woman has spent 15 minutes, I mean, not all women, but
right,
like that present on social media have filtered and erased things and made stuff smaller and bigger.
You ever see when they go too far?
Yes.
Stop. Please.
And hilarious. It's like now your head doesn't even fit on that body you've created. Why don't you settle way down with all of this?
Or you've smoothed it over so many times that it just looks like an eraser.
Right.
It's like, right, you're not 9.
Is this a porcelain doll version of yourself? Why don't you please calm down?
There's two girls that I follow and I just want to like reach out and be like, do you have zero wrinkles in this picture? Like, it's
right,
not even, it's like not even like, I thought it was a joke at first.
This is not human skin.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. This is
clearly not human skin.
Right. This is like, it was like those like sex dolls.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's just like there. I'm like, it's just too much.
Yeah.
Run a little, if you want to take a couple little bit of crow's feet, that's fine. You want to
right,
fine tune a little bit. But don't triple filter it. You know
right,
what I mean?
Stop. Right. Settle way down.
Stop with the triple filter.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's too much.
It is much too much.
And it just makes you look...
filtered.
But insecure.
Right.
Like, you're so concerned. Like, then don't put the picture up.
Right. Pick another... It's also not mandatory to put a bunch of pictures of your face online. Like, just don't do that.
Skip
then.
It.
Yep. Yep. For crying out loud.
Women posing... women posing with like older women, like the guy's dick pic thing, just women with more wrinkles to make their face look less wrinkly. Come
every
here, Grandma.
Pictures with just like leather in the background.
An old lady in a purse.
Right. Oh.
Why are you always at the retirement home for your selfies?
Right? Weird.
Is that your grandma? No.
No.
Oh, man. Just them at a belt factory.
Right.
So cockfishing goes along with another trend that was discovered this week, which is called fireworking. It's when It's when a man or a woman goes out with someone else that they're not necessarily interested in or attracted to, but they want to put on a big display, like a fireworks show. Yeah, to like make an ex jealous or make themselves feel better. Or say like me and a girl that I was with broke up. This is one of the examples they use. Me and a girl I was with broke up, and I go out with like one of her friends. Right. Well, not necessarily. It's called fireworking.
Right.
So, we're taking pictures. And we're,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of the old days when you keep that shit a secret. You know what I mean?
Did you? I'm a spiteful Scorpio. I've done that before in my life.
Maybe. Maybe just.
I'm just saying.
Maybe just. Like, I would never post a picture, but I'd make sure enough people knew.
Right. There wasn't social media back when we were scoundrels.
Make sure enough people knew.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's getting
word
back.
Word got out.
It's getting
make
back.
Make sure word got out.
It's getting back.
Yeah.
The best is like when they're like, when you go through a breakup and like, not necessarily their friends, but like someone they are friends with hit you up. And like, that's a little, it's like, this is probably a bad idea and I shouldn't do this, but also like, I absolutely want to do this and hope that everyone finds out that your friend,
right,
the minute we break up is like,
reached out.
I never liked her anyways.
Right. She was so mean to you. Oh, women are the worst.
The body's not even cold yet.
Don't be one of those women, ladies.
God.
Don't be one of those women. Oh,
she's such a bitch.
She was the worst.
Oh, man.
She was never good to you anyways.
How are we on time? We're at 45.
Nice.
You want to save the quiz for next time?
Sure.
Oh, we teased it at the top of the show, but
I know.
We do that sometimes.
We do.
All right. We're at like 45 minutes right now. We'll do, okay, so we'll do that, probably not next week because I'm going to be doing that wedding, but when I get back, we'll do it. We'll do the, what was it? The survey. Oh, yeah, the
statistics.
Dating
statistics.
Statistics. Do women like guys with short hair, long hair, beards? The way they dressed, or what are guys first?
Yeah, the way they dressed blew my mind too.
That kind of made sense.
It does make sense thinking about it, but I didn't think that's what.
That one was the only one that made sense to me. The one that like I did not like, and we'll talk about it next week, is the one that was like 90% of women prefer clean shaven men. So I'm like, I gotta shave my beard. Like I'm gonna do it for the wedding anyways, but like, you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't think I look good without a beard.
Oh really?
I don't think so. Maybe I don't know. It said stubble or
stubble was number one.
Stubble was number one. I like my beard. I don't know about that. We'll see. I guess after this wedding, I can shave my beard and do a before. We can do a side by side.
Yeah,
I guess. I don't have anywhere to. Dude, after this, I'm home for the rest of the year. I don't got shit
there
to
you
do.
Go. You gotta do beard clean and stubble.
Yeah, I will. It'll be fun. And then, I have my results from 23andMe. I forgot we talked about that. Sweet. Yeah, so we can talk about how white I am. We can do all that. And then I would like to plug our show.
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
You want to tell them about it?
We are going to be doing a comedy show here in the Hollywood area. All of the proceeds are going to go towards March of Dimes. So we're raising money for March of Dimes, which is a wonderful and beautiful charity organization, one that touched my family very closely. They work with both the health of premature babies, babies, mothers. They do a lot of advocating. They fund a ton of research. Just a really amazing company. Please go check them out. We'll have a way to donate, but if you're in the area and want to come out and see a cool comedy show, please do.
It's going to be Thursday, October 24th at the Fourth Wall Cafe in Hollywood. Information at justincomic.com. I'm going to be performing. It's going to be a Foss of the Podcast and Friends show. I'm going to be performing. Tyson Pfeiffer is going to be performing. Drew Lynch from America's Got Talent is going to be there.
Awesome.
And we have a bunch of other special guests that we're going to announce for you guys. So go to justincomic.com. And check out that. Get your tickets. Spaces are limited. There's not it's not a huge
small theater.
So get your tickets now and we'll see you Thursday, October 24th. And then Foss the Podcast listeners, we will see y'all in 2 weeks when I get back from doing this wedding. We'll see you.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.